This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. It's time for our weekly climate conversation. Urban farms grow fruits, vegetables, and flowers all over Chicago. They produce food, offer educational opportunities, and they can have an impact on our climate. Urban Growers Collective operates 8 urban farms, mostly on Chicago's South Side. Erica Allen is the CEO of Strategic Development and Programs, and she joins us now. Welcome, Erica.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us about what urban agriculture is and how it differs from agriculture in rural areas.
You know, I tend to think about urban agriculture, right, those two words, in cities and more densely populated geographies and spaces. Rural being a lot more space, a lot more different kind of production and a different kind of relationship to community.
So how does growing food locally relate to the bigger fight against climate change?
I mean, if we look at climate change and human behavior and thinking about, if everybody pitches in and addresses their carbon footprint, you know, one of the biggest carbon footprints is from the agricultural sector. And how can folks buy just where they grow? And really supporting a localized regional food system, how that can directly impact food miles that we're bringing an apple in from, you know, from another country or bringing it in from Washington State when we have that produce here. So really making better decisions and thinking about how if we grow food that we can here seasonally with our water abundance, how that can actually be measured and really justify and encourage and support more and more people taking responsibility as home growers and as eaters.
Yeah, shortening the supply chain.
Correct.
And I understand that your collective is building an anaerobic digester at one of your sites. What does that do?
It's a mouthful.
I know. I better say this right.
It's super tech. No, you said it perfectly. Anaerobic means the absence of oxygen. So you're literally doing decomposition, digestion. So it's a kind of an artificial digestive system that you put food waste in. Organics is what we call them, things that can decompose, carbon-based things, and having them come to our facility instead of a landfill where they're going to decompose and then release in the natural process methane. So if we can capture our food waste, the methane that's naturally released, and actually create a new source of renewable natural gas and have enough soil, compost, broken down former food waste, we're actually creating a closed loop environmental system and something that everybody can contribute and sort of see their part of that puzzle.
Yeah. And, you know, building community, growing community, how can people get involved in urban farming or even just involved in growing their own food?
There's so many different ways. I mean, of course, Urban Growers Collective, we have programs, community garden spaces, we have apprenticeship programs. There's Chicago Food Policy Action Council that hosts food justice summits and also is working on supply chains. There's Advocates for Urban Agriculture that helps to support folks just to be able to do more urban ag. There's the Community Food Navigator, which is a really exciting project that we've been working on for a while to really like open up to answer that question. I want to get involved. I want to learn how to grow food on my porch. I want to actually, you know, get involved with a community garden. Where do I find where do I find my people? Where do I find the folks who I can learn from and share with and grow with within my own neighborhood?
Erica Allen is the CEO of Strategic Development and Programs at Urban Growers Collective. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, as always. Thank you.
And if you have a question for our weekly climate segment, you can email us at climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.